So Cleveland heads to Miami, and everyone's wondering, how do you go from you down to you up, or whatever the trend is? Are rivalries dead in college basketball because of the new NIL deals? We'll talk about whether or not it really matters whatever you bleed when it comes down to that good old green.
You are Locked On ACC, your daily podcast on the Atlantic Coast Conference, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome to today's edition of Locked On ACC. I'm your host, Candace Cooper, joined by Kenton Gibbs of Locked On Wolfpack and Locked On ACC each and every day. You can find us wherever you listen to podcasts. We've got a lot to go over on today's show. It's a little portal party action and a preview of what we have to come here on our show. Kenton, you can find us wherever you listen to podcasts, but as well on YouTube, so make sure you subscribe to that channel. Am I right?
Absolutely. Mash that subscribe button. Stop playing. Don't play with it. It's right there. It's looking at you. You looking at it. Go ahead and press that subscribe.
We love our everydayers. We love people who come back. We love people who give us feedback. So make sure you leave comments. We have our faithful, but we always love new friends and family to the show. So today's episode is geared around a very, you know, fun topic because we are, I want to say, like, nice rivals, right? Like, we have moments and flashes of where it gets a little spicy, but for the most part, it's a healthy ACC house divided.
I'm sorry, what? You mean us two? We're cordial to each other? Or are you saying State fans and UNC fans are, like, not, like, they're cordial to one another?
Well, you see, Kenton, this is the Locked On ACC show.
No, I'm just asking. Are you saying that we as a unit are all NC State and UNC
fans? Well, you see, Kenton, this is the Locked On ACC show, and we are, you know, okay. Carolina grad,
we're
NC State
very,
grad.
We're very barely cordial to one another. Very barely about our rivalry, but we're proceeding.
You know, we're off to a very, very good start. Here I say, we have a little healthy rivalry going on here, but, you know, we came up in the era. I was a swimmer in college. Kenton was a football player, and NIL deals were not a thing. We had to pretty much earn our keep without any job or compensation for it and all the like. Now, in this new NIL world where you can just blink and maybe get some lashes, you get a Mercedes-Benz, you could be a Bayou Barbie, you know, you could do all the things and, like, blow up overnight. Win a national championship here or there, too. That certainly helps. But when it comes to rivalries, is the love still there if you're willing to take the highest bidder and potentially go to your arch nemesis? Let's ask our friend, Mr. Matthew Cleveland.
Well, for starters, for our viewers who don't understand, lashes are eyelash extensions. They're very popular with some women athletes because, like, they do a great job of sticking on for the entire game.
So who don't know what lashes are?
I'm just pointing that out. There are some people who, when they hear lashes, they're like, wait, what? Anywho, with that being said, Matthew Cleveland is going from Florida State to Miami. And I love how you said it's all about the green when these players are transferred. I like what you did there. That was a cute little pun. But these rivalries still mean a lot. They still mean a lot. However, players' personal thoughts, wants, desires, belief will outweigh those every single time.
Why?
Every single time in
terms. How? I mean, we're talking about hard, cold-blooded tradition to where people are raised. I mean, you're a Michigan guy. You are raised to hate Ohio State. Raised. Mm-hmm. But then you talk about NIL deals. Silver and red look a little better than, you know, I'm talking about. It's all right. We can work. Make it work.
So let's use my recruitment and all that as a personal example, right?
Sure.
When I grew up, yeah, you're right. Absolutely. I was the biggest Michigan fan in the world. Oh, I hated Ohio State. I hated everything red. I didn't want anything to do with it. Like, literally. Anything red I didn't want to wear, didn't want anything to do with it. And then when I was getting recruited to go to college, Ohio State was a lot hotter on my trails than Michigan was. So over time, you're like, is this happening? Like, are the bad guys, am I being recruited by the Empire? Like, you know, for the Star Wars fans out there. And you're like, hey, I got to do what I got to do. So, I mean, at the end of the day, it doesn't matter how diehard you are, how you grew up, who you played for. For you, if that situation is not working out for these players, and besides, everybody's different about stuff like that. Some people are, you know, I'm gonna take this to the grave with me. I'm, you know, my son ain't gonna be able to do no use up or whatever the case may be. Some people are that way. Some people are not. Some people are like, hey, man, I'm a paid mercenary. I do this job for this here scholarship, for this here education, for whatever NIL money I can get. And when I'm done, I'm done. Now, that's just all there is to it.
100%. And I just feel like I'm on the fence about whether or not we're starting to see a breakaway of rivalries or people going to opposite teams. Or, you know, we've seen flipping commitments all the time. That happens. It is what it is. But in terms of just, you know, taking a different pay cut, it's almost as if it's like, all right, well, what do they got going on over there that we're not getting done to make people want to leave our beloved university, especially to go to a rival?
I mean, look at what Miami has done in the past 2 years, right? Like, we're looking at a national championship appearance this year and what, Elite Eight appearance last year?
Yep.
It's enticing. If you want to win in March, that seems like a prime choice to do, as opposed to Hammond Company, which haven't had that same type of success. So, you know.
2020 was their year. Let's keep it a buck. 2020 was their year.
For sure. But there were years after that. And there will continue to be years. And that's so, you know, like, as the old song goes, what have you done for me lately? That's just a, you know, if you're only funky as your last cut right now, Florida State stinks. They're playing a bad tune. So Matthew Cleveland leaving to go to Miami could have a lot to do with NIL, could have something to do with him wanting to win. There could be a multitude of reasons why he did it. But it's clear from his decision, he's not one of those guys that's like, I hate these guys. Like, I want nothing to do with these guys. So I'm another personal story here. The defensive line coach that recruited me to the first school I committed to out of high school, he left and went to another school. And so I didn't want to commit to that school anymore. But he ended up at UNC. He ended up at UNC. And I saw him after the game. And, you know, everybody's doing their dapping up and all that. I'm not from down here, so I didn't know none of the players from UNC. Didn't really care to see any of them, but I saw the coach, and it was no love lost between us. It was no, because I played high school football with his grandsons. He said, I heard you were leaving. And he said, no, I'm not going anywhere. I don't know where my grandsons told you that from. And obviously he was going somewhere because I was not originally committed to UNC. So, you know, I mean, it's some players are like, hey, I do my job, I go home. Me personally, I was like, all right, I hate these guys. I really don't like nothing about these guys. They're just coming to earth to me. I don't want nothing to do with them.
Interesting. But I want to talk about this photo here.
Let's talk about it. This is
what makes it spicy. Because you embrace the rivalry, you embrace the hatred, and then when it's NIL time, now you got to answer for pictures like this. But first, go ahead.
And for our viewers on, or for our listeners who are not watching on YouTube, it is Matthew Cleveland throwing the U down. Just to let y'all know, it is Matthew Cleveland throwing the U down. Go ahead.
Great. I was going to do a little spicy, you know, segue into this as I built up the picture, but thank you so much for reminding them before we got in here. All right. It's okay. It's all good. The whole point of it is to get the people going, make them come back for more. Now, make a fast break to FanDuel during the NBA playoffs, because right now, new customers can get a no-sweat first bet up to $1,000. That's $1,000 back in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. I know you guys are probably really in on the Lakers, the Warriors. You got the Knicks. You got the Heat. You got the Nuggets, who are trying to take it to the Suns. Keep your hands to yourself if your name is Jokic. Can you bet on more action happening? Absolutely. You should do that with FanDuel by visiting FanDuel.com/LockedOn and get a no sweat first bet up to $1,000. That's FanDuel.com/LockedOn. So as Kenton mentioned on our lovely screen here, for those who are watching YouTube, Matthew Cleveland, former Florida State guard, decided that he was going to put the U down after the great comeback that was from his team last season, upset Miami, gave them a punch in the mouth that they definitely were not expecting, because Florida State's record was kind of trash. Miami was on a tear. All to say, hits a shot, all the glory. It's one of those memories that you have forever and ever. You tell your kids about it. One time, you know, back in, you know, 2023, I beat the Miami Hurricanes, team that went on to go to the Final Four. All the glory, all the glory, all the things. Now, you have the picture of the U going down. You're probably hanging this in the Louvre, right? This is one of your memorable moments. Only 4 months later, to tell your friends, hey, guys, I know I not only threw the U down, but I'm taking off the crimson and gold, and I'm burgundy and gold, crimson and
garnet.
Gold. Garnet. Thank you. Thank you so much. Clearly, mm-hmm. North Carolina girl. Taking off the garnet and the gold, and I'm headed to the orange and green. Yikes.
I mean, and here's the thing. For some guys, it's sport. It's war. It's like, again, I really, like, this is personal. I hate this. And for some guys, it's sports entertainment. They're like, hey, this is fun. This is like.
The U down is giving personal.
But that's the thing. It's Macho Man Randy Savage and Hulk Hogan. It's, oh, yeah, I hate him. I'm going to give him the worst ever elbow. And then, like, when you see him behind closed doors, hey, Terry, great job, man. Way to put together that promo.
I don't know. Because wrestling, we know, is like a little fictitious. I'm not going to like go all the way and say the big F word. But like basketball is basketball is basketball. Like these jokers right. be out here. Like I get it. You know, people be dabbing each other up post game. You know, they probably do want some runs during the offseason, all the things. But that symbol really feels personal to me.
Well, let me ask you, when's the last time you saw a fight in a basketball game? And, you know, when's the last time you saw?
Well, I think this generation is a little bit different.
I mean, sure, but football is not that different. That's what I'm saying. It's a very different thing. It's, again, some players are like, this is fun. I get to do the thing. I get to do the horns down. I get to do the wolf pack down. I get to do the horns down, all that good stuff. And this is cute. And this is fun. And I'm playing into the crowd. I'm feeding into the fans, all that. But when I go home, I'm just Matthew. I don't give a flying, you know what, about none of this when I go home. I don't care. Now, I'm not saying that's him. I'm not making that judgment on him. I'm just saying that could be who he is. He could be, yeah, I'm going to throw you down, but like, okay, and then what? You know,
interesting.
Like.
Interesting. So if I were to go pack, you know, all the things, like, would you feel any way towards me about it?
Do it again.
Okay. If I started howling like a wolf?
Yeah. Anywho. that's, I mean, again, different people take these things, different levels of serious, and there's always going to be an entertainment aspect of sports, right? Like yeah. Trae Young trolling the Knicks, right? We know that man does not hate the entire city of New York. Reggie Miller doesn't hate the entire city of New York. But you do those things to put on the show for some guys. And again, there are some guys with genuine hatred.
You listen nowadays, everybody got a podcast, Up in Smoke, all the things, like, you know, whatever, the knuckleheads. Yeah. People always talk about like their real feelings towards stuff. And there are some people that have legitimate.
Yeah, and that's beefs. What I'm saying. There are some that's like, oh, I would never step foot in that city again. Like, if you're not paying me to go to that city, I'm not going. Sure, absolutely. There are people who hate those other teams. They're like, my children are not allowed to go to that school, period. Mm-hmm. No daughter of mine, no son of mine, no child of mine is going to play ball over there. There are people like that. There are very seriously people like that. Then there are people who are like, hey, I played my ball, you know, forget them people. But I really don't care. You know what I mean? It seems like when that money get involved or when those personal feelings get involved or when the wins get involved and all that, and you start looking at and taking inventory and saying, well, what benefits do I get by staying here as opposed to benefits that I get by leaving and going over to my rival? People are willing to go to the rival. And another thing that I want to throw on top of this may have been more common had the rules been different in the past.
Sure.
Because remember now, you couldn't transfer within conference before without sitting out a year.
People made sure you didn't go to your rival.
Yeah. And now it's like, transfer from, you know, we saw a trade between Clemson and NC State this year where Clemson gets Jack Clark, NC State gets Ben Middlebrooks. We saw that. It happened, you know. So it's the same rules are not in place, which may have been why players in the past didn't transfer to their rivals.
I also think there's this false sense of loyalty, right? Because like growing up, you were taught like this is the end all be all. You die and you bleed for this team. Da da da. Then you start to learn the business aspect of it, right? And you start to realize how much your coaches are making, all these backdoor conversations and all the I'm leaving early, left y'all to your own devices, and I recruited you and all that stuff. You realize how much more the business acumen has changed for these young men, the financial literacy for these young women. They're getting more hip. And they're having people in their corner that are allowing them to see it, you know, from the 50,000 square foot view of, yeah, this is a business. And all this rivalry is cute and nice and all the things and all the tropes are fun. But in the day, get yours because everybody's finna get theirs.
Yeah. Yeah. And here's the thing, right? A lot of our listeners are not going to like this, right? They're going to call us turncoats and say that we don't care about these things and all that. But let me explain something to you. Fan is short for fanatic. When you are looking at this from an objective standpoint of what is best for my life, what is best for me as an individual, that answer is oftentimes very different from what is best for me as a person who wants to display loyalty. What is best for me as a person who wants to show that I will live and die by the Seminole chop? Those answers are very rarely one and one the same thing. So, you know, that's just the reality that these players are looking at now. They're doing what's in their best interest because the acumen, like you said, the acumen of what this business actually is changing. Yeah. There are so many people who, you know, 10, 15 years ago, what was sitting out a bowl game heard of? Was that a possibility?
No.
And now everybody's like, hey, man, I'm a first rounder, brother. Y'all go ahead and enjoy the poinsettia bowl. I ain't got nothing to do with that. Y'all, hey, the Alamo Bowl ain't gonna see me, baby. Good for y'all. More power to you. I ain't going to play in the quick lane bowl. I ain't risking blowing my knee out. So, you know, as players become more aware of the business side of this thing, there will be less loyalty because there will be more self-interested decisions being made, which honestly, you can't blame the players for because coaches have been making self-interested decisions for years. And so, you know, it's just the comeuppance in some regards that now players are starting to see and gain their power. They're doing the same thing.
And honestly, good for them. I think at the end of the day, you got to do what's best for you and yours. But this conversation, this idea and the thought of today's episode really stem from our most viewed show that we've had since we've started Locked On ACC. And that's when Dontrezz Style was entertaining the idea of going to NC State. And we all know Hoop State and the big rivalry, NC State, UNC, Duke, and like the idea of someone starting at one place and ending at the other and being an actual starter, prominent player is just unheard of. It's amazing to me that he didn't even pull the trigger and it was all this hoopla. Right? Cleveland actually pulled the trigger. Yeah. And in today's world where everybody has an opinion and gets to say it, I know his mentions were in shambles.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Again, fan is short for fanatic. And it's, if I don't like you, if it's up, then it's stuck. That's just how I feel about you for forever. Of course. Of course. It's going to happen. Fans put a lot into these, a lot of emotion and a lot of feeling and a lot of passion, a lot of money.
Yeah, make sure you include that money because nowadays it's the fan to the picks. People put a lot of money into this.
The average fan ain't putting a lot of money into this. Respectfully. The average fan is not putting a lot of money in their universe. No.
I mean like betting on them.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, I don't think the average fan is betting all that much. I just think that it's sheerly from a standpoint of nostalgia, belief, I care. I've been told to care about this. Me and my Meemaw and Pawpaw used to watch these games growing up, and it's some of my earliest formative memories. No, really, that's what it was for me.
100%.
My entire family was Michigan State fans, and I was a Michigan fan, and I'm like, I don't care how y'all feel about me. I am going to love this team and antagonize y'all every Saturday that they whoop the wheels off them boys because that's what's going to happen. And you know, that's just those core memories. They come out. And not always in nice ways, right? They come out sometimes when a situation like this happens. People who don't have, you know, who don't have the ability
who don't to touch grass. Who don't touch grass.
Well, that's one way to put it. But people who don't, they don't have good outlets to help them express that love and passion in positive ways. It comes out in some really unhinged ways. And, you know.
Cut the sugar, honey, and the ice, and the tea. Please, just say what it is. People are a little bit cuckoo. They been a little bit cuckoo.
Yeah, absolutely. They
a little bit off their rocker, and that's okay. Absolutely. But we want them to regroup. Say all that to say, Cleveland to Miami, best of luck to the young man. But what I want to really delve into, and maybe the core point of this is, what does Cleveland know that we don't about Florida State, Coach Hamilton, and the boys? Is this the beginning of the real end and sort of like a retirement watch? I know it ain't going to be the same sort type of exit as Boeheim had, but is it sort of like a, hey, let's slowly wind this one down because we ain't recruiting like we used to. We're not performing like we used to, and it just is what it is.
I mean, that's very possible. That's very possible, but also it could have just been what's best for this one individual player. It's possible that he knows something. It's possible that he's like, hey, Ham is washed. He ain't got no more, you know, he just ain't. He used to be one of them ones, but now he's just a regular, smegular, degular guy. It's possible. It's also possible that he was just like, eh, they winning over there. I want a piece of that. I want to be playing deep in the March. I want to be playing in April. And y'all messing around over here. I can't do that in Tallahassee. I'm out. It's possible.
Larry Nager probably has one hell of a recruiting speech because my man's probably cracking jokes. You know, he also has resume to boot. Like, he's on the high right now in terms of getting some really good quality guys and guys that are really committed to playing for him.
Oh, 100%. 100%. And it, you know, the field of dreams, right? If you build it, they will come. If you build a good program, if you build a winning program, they will come. If you build a winning legacy, I tell people this all the time. I talk about the fact that North Carolina as a state lets out a lot of their best football talent. Well, who's the most winning program in the state of North Carolina in terms of football? And is that program, is that program that you think of an actual winner? Like, and I mean like a 10 wins a game a year. Like, you're like, every year, this team, I can count on them. Sure as the sun rises on the east and set on the west, 10 wins is a bad season for them. Like, who
are you talking about?
I'm saying there's no school in the state of North Carolina that fits that criteria. And that's why they continue to lose their best talent to the Georgias, the Alabamas, the LSUs of the world, because that's the Clemsons of the world, because they fit that criteria. They fit the criteria of, we're a winning program. And so that's just the reality.
NC State is an 8 or 9, or they flirt with 10, but somehow they trip up.
8 or 9 is good, but 8 or 9 without an appearance in a conference championship game rings a little hollow. It rings a little hollow, especially when your rival's right down the hall. Granted, you can't pick what division you get put in, and unfortunately, you got shafted and got put in the tougher division. Sure, that's just what it is, but you didn't make it. And listen, I agree with you, Candace. You just didn't make it. Whether you ended up in the tougher, the softer, doesn't matter. Nobody wants to hear it. Nobody wants to hear about the labor pains. They just want to see the baby. And that's the reality. Nobody's trying to hear, ooh, I was so far dilated and I was cramping and I was da-da-da-da. Nobody says that. Nobody wants to hear that when they come to see the baby. They want to see the baby. Nobody wants to hear the parents aren't sleeping. They want to see the baby. That's what I'm going to say.
100%. This is why you don't check Kevin Gates' Instagram story. But anyway, I just want everyone to know that at the end of the day, rivalries are still real to me. I still bleed blue. I'm still going to go hard in the paint for mine. But maybe that's because I'm just a get off my lawner at this point. I think I've reached level of get off my lawner.
Y'all see this?
Don't point to things in your room today, please.
Y'all see this? That block S, it hits different, brother. It hits different. It means something. And again, like I said, no child of mine, boy, girl, non-binary, indifferent, is wearing light blue. Around me all willy-nilly.
Interesting. All that to say, I think that rivalries will shift because of NIL deals, but I don't think that it will matter too much because at the core, there are just some people that regardless, whoever puts their jersey on, they're going to embrace.
Yeah, I mean, rivalries are more so about the fans than the players. Let's be honest with ourselves, right? The players, the longest that you have with a university as a player is what, 4 to 5 years? And then every now and then you get the rare one that sticks around as a coach for forever. Your Hubert Davis, your Sidney Lowe, your, you know, whatever in that vein where you coach at your alma mater. Hey, good for you. But the reality is, more often than not, those players play their 3, 4, 5 years and they go on and live their lives. And like, hey, you were a legend over at such and such. Hey, good to see you. And they just go on about their lives.
Sun's out, guns out for you today. It seems like it's just going to be a really good segue into football, because there's going to be a whole lot of wins happening towards tomorrow's episode as we talk and predict what, you know, some of our top analysts feel like is going to come out of the season for the ACC. I got my predictions. I know Kenton has his, and we're going to make sure that you guys get yours in, because you always leave us fun comments on YouTube. But more important than that, you listen in on the show from the audio side of things, because we know if you're driving in the car, you're riding on the plane, whatever you need to do to get in that audio space to make sure you check into our episode, please do that. Downloads matter. 5 stars really, really matter. We always love it when you leave us some strong reviews. Final thoughts before we head out here, Ken?
Again, listeners, please know, yes, y'all are still fans. Yes, y'all are still going to be fanatics. And I don't mind it. I don't mind it. Y'all make the game what it is, more so than any other sport. College sports, pro sports, it doesn't matter. The fans make it what it is. Without fans, these sports would, in essence, not be much, right? Like, that's just the reality. Even if you aren't personally a booster putting in thousands of dollars, you watching on TV matters. You getting a shirt from Walmart or going to the bookstore, whatever the case, it matters. So, you know, fans have an important place in this thing, and the fans will continue to bear the flags of these rivalries, not necessarily just the players and alumni.
100%. Well, guys, come back tomorrow as we talk through some football side of things. We still have some schedules to go over. Summer is full of preseason way too early predictions. If you missed Kenton's episode on Friday about way too early predictions about my boy Drake May, please go check that out. It's always nice to hear some positive vibes about that team and what baby blue, that's what you call it, God's blue. Okay, that's what I heard you. Come back tomorrow. We look forward to talking to you then. For Gannis Cooper and Kenton Gibbs, until next time.